You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Live stream shopping meets belt tightening in China. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Forget the mall, forget Amazon. In just a few short years, shopping by live stream has become all the rage in China. Think QVC, online, and on steroids.
Hello. 大家好，我们来了。
Influencers, brands, and retailers have swarmed apps like WeChat and Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok, to hawk everything from makeup and clothes to cars and beef jerky. Viola Zhou and Saiwei Chen, reporters at Rest of World, have been reporting on this $500 billion market and how it's changing in a stagnant Chinese economy. Saiwei Chen started by explaining how live stream shopping took off in explosive fashion during the pandemic.
During that time, China was under lockdown. A lot of people were trapped at home. They cannot go out. They cannot go to a mall. They cannot go to the offline stores to shop for the products. So what they decide to turn to is a curated stream of online live streams. So these live streamers will provide really good services. They will guide them through the decision process of buying a product. They will try the clothes on. They will try the makeup on to demonstrate it. So this become the start of how live streaming shopping become a extremely diversified and a sophisticated industry.
And who are the sellers?
So at the beginning of the pandemic, we're seeing a lot of what we call 达人直播, which means like the live streaming influencer live streams. So these live streaming stars, they are very charismatic. They have a lot of sales experience. So they have their big loyal following. And these live streamers tend to partner with different brands and companies and promote like maybe 20 different products during one live stream of theirs. That is how a lot of people got drawn into live streaming. But later in the pandemic, especially last year and early this year, we're seeing a lot of brands, like companies themselves, starting to start their own live streaming channels.
So let's talk about specific people that are doing this. For some, this is their whole job. Here's one example.
Wow!
我的妈呀!
Huda Beauty全套唇又来了。这是全新的半哑光奶。
That's Austin Lee, who is known as the Lipstick King. Tell me about him.
So Austin Lee is probably the first person that will come to mind if you ask any Chinese person who had experience shopping in live streams online. He is sort of playing every young girl's best friend kind of character. And because of how good he is at selling cosmetic products, he earned himself the title Lipstick King.
I saw in your article that this guy once sold $1 billion worth of merchandise in one day. That is unreal.
That's right. He has made a lot of miracles happen. And now he has a whole live streaming company that has signed a lot of live streamers to do this together with him and have multiple branches.
Let's take a look at a video together of some of these influencers trying to make a sale on a platform that's run by the same company as TikTok.
如果你给小孩子买的话，给小朋友买的话，首先给他选口红，好喝的。您就选我们家欧莲姐。So
Viola, what is this person selling?
Yeah, so this woman, she is selling a yogurt product. I think this channel is actually run by a dairy company in China. She's like basically telling parents that this product is very good for children because they contain a lot of fresh fruits, tastes really great.
But what's notable also is there's not a lot of people watching this live stream.
Yeah, there are like 9 people watching this live stream. And then because
9 people.
Yeah, and then because I took the screenshot as I was watching it. So basically there are like 8 people who are watching it. And then usually like when you run a live streaming channel, you would have your colleagues, like besides the live streamer, there will be colleagues monitoring the show. So sometimes there are like maybe like 2 or 3 people who are actually like her colleagues. So basically there are like very few people watching.
That doesn't seem like a very good sign.
Yeah, it's not like very good show.
We'll be right back with more on live stream shopping. Rest of World reporters Viola Zhou and Saiwei Chen will tell us why the business has started to slow down. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Viola Zhou and Saiwei Chen at Rest of World. And Viola, you describe live stream shopping as a bubble. What signs are you seeing that that bubble is starting to pop?
Yeah, so one factor is the economy on the whole is not doing as well as before. At the end of the pandemic, people are struggling to find jobs and people become less likely to do impulsive shopping online. And another factor is the industry became like really, really crowded. So we just saw like there are so many more channels. There are so many more products being listed.
Anything you'd want to add to that, Saiwei?
Yeah. So something I want to note is I think the profession has matured. So before, people have a lot of like wild imagination and hopes for what live streaming could be because the industry is growing rapidly. But currently, that dream, that bubble has bursted because we're seeing the growing rate has significantly slowed. We're not seeing that many people getting rich overnight. Young people have to be have to go through more selective processes to go into these professions. The work has also become more demanding.
Yeah, tell me about that. You spoke to a couple of these live streamers about what the job is like. Viola, what did they tell you?
Definitely individual live streamers are feeling that their job is getting more difficult. Like first, like live streaming is not an easy job. You have to keep talking for hours and then usually it's like 4 to 6 hours. And then you have to act super passionate. Like you have to be like really persuasive. You have to act that you are like an intimate friend to your audience. And then it's like really, really not easy. You have to show your like sincerity and then you have to know your products really well. So it's a very, very tough job. And then the reason why people are doing it because it pays better than most other like entry level office jobs that you can find in China. But increasingly, it's no longer the case. So the people we interviewed, they said first they are being asked to live stream for longer hours. And also there are people who told us that because they work for a new live streaming company or because the competition is so intense, that sometimes they would be sitting there talking for hours with like 0 people making a purchase. One person described it as like she felt for an entire month, she was speaking into a mirror, looking at herself. And then trying to have someone respond to her, but no one will respond. So she felt like she was going crazy just by doing this job.
And there are some companies that are trying to make this take off here in the U.S. Viola, do you think that American consumers are going to go for this?
We need to maybe like see what happens in the next few months or even years. It takes a lot for the ecosystem to grow. Like first, consumers need to develop the habit of shopping while watching TikTok, basically. And on the other hand, in China, the businesses, they are very used to like giving out discounted products because they trust that the channel would help them sell a lot. But in many Western countries, retailers, businesses, they haven't developed the habit of I would lower my price just for these live streams. So like consumers also, they don't have much incentive to buy from live stream because if the price is the same, many people would rather try it in a physical store.
That was Viola Zhou and Saiwei Chen at Rest of World. Viola and Saiwei's story for Rest of World includes videos from some of these would-be live stream influencers. It's tough out there. We've posted their piece to our website, marketplacetech.org. Success has not always ended well for top live streamers. Take Austin Lee, the lipstick king who we talked about. Last year, he disappeared for a time after selling a Viennetta ice cream cake that had a striking resemblance to a military tank. It aired on the anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. A man standing in front of Chinese tanks remains one of the most iconic images from that event. Rest of World reports the live stream with Austin Lee and the cake suddenly cut out. We've posted the full story on the risks that popular and influential live streamers face in China and Lee's attempt at a comeback. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.